Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your host, Minister Angela McCarty, Chicago-based port known as Sister Poochie, and today is Y4C Youth for Christ with our host, Shining Star. You there, Shining Star?
Hey, Sister Poochie. Yeah, I'm here. Happy to be back again.
Good. We're happy to have you back again. Absolutely. We had a lot of fun the last time, and we're going to have a lot of fun praising and rejoicing the Lord today. But before we get started, before we get started, I want to go through the church announcements, because we got a lot. Now, we know that May the 13th is Mother's Day, and we want to send out Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. They said if you honor your mother and your father, your days will be long on this earth, as the Bible says. But it's also written in 2 Kings 4th chapter 30th verse. But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So he got up and followed her. All right. And so it's Happy Mother's Day from the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. And we will be celebrating it all the month of May. Okay. Weekly sermons. I will be doing a weekly sermon every Monday on www.themastergroove.com. You can listen live or you can listen later, and that will be between 6 and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com. That's sisterpoochie.com, and get all of that information. Now, don't forget, every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Bible study with Elder Faye. You can listen live or you can listen later, again, at www.sisterpoochie.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/sisterpoochie. All right, up on the horizon for May the 5th, we're going to be interviewing Poetic Energy, Michelle Alford. May the 12th, we're going to be interviewing singer Crochet R. Cheney. May the 19th, the youth are going to take over the studio again with Shining Star as the hostess. And May 26th, we're going to have Minister Kimberly Hoback again giving the powerful word of God. All those times are 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, except May the 26th, we go an extra hour just for Minister Hoback's presentation. All right, that is all I have for the church announcements. And as the young people say, Shining Star, what's cracking?
Okay, so first off, I just want to say thank you, Sister Poochie, for having me on the show. And this is, you know, like we were talking about last month, that was more like my debut. But this is my first show. And, you know, I really, really want to talk about the biggest issue, and that's violence. And in particular, it's gun violence. And, you know, the violence has taken its toll, and we have to come together to make a change on our streets, because this is where the killings are taking place, you know, and I was doing some research, Sister Poochie, and found some shocking facts about violence. Now, listen to this. The Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence says 59% of students in grades 6 through 12 know where to get a gun if they wanted one, and two-thirds of these students say they can acquire a firearm within 24 hours.
Wow.
Now, this particular fact made me a little uneasy because, you know, this is just a prime example of how easy it is to get a firearm and take someone's life just that quick.
Oh, wow. You're absolutely right.
Who would have ever imagined that children this young could have access to these machines that are taking people's lives? And, you know, I always say it goes back to the parents, you know, to all my parents out there, be on your child or children and be in their business. Know who they hang out with and what they're doing, because nowadays you can never be too sure what your child is up to. You know, the fact I just stated clearly shows us how easy it is for a child to get a firearm. So make sure it's not your child and protect your child at all times.
That's some really good advice.
The Bible says, I really just want to get this information out there, because being the youth, you know, I feel this is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. So now I'm going to give you all a Bible verse from Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 9. This is what the sovereign Lord says. You have gone far enough, O princes of Israel. Give up your violence and oppression and do what is just and right. Stop dispossessing my people, declares the sovereign Lord. Now, what I got from that verse was, you know, the Lord is getting fed up.
Amen.
He said, look, we have to stop this.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Too many people are losing their lives. We have to come to a different solution, not a solution of violence, but a solution of peace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, as I was listening to you, I was very shocked at the statistics and very impressed with the advice that you definitely gave about parents being in their children's business. But, you know, God is a God of peace and love. He's not a God of violence. And so
exactly.
That was the perfect verse to give is saying, you know, stop. Stop this right now. Because, you know, I will bring a raft on you because we're all children of God, and that's what we're killing. We're killing God's children.
Right.
You know, and
right.
That's not right. That's not right. You know, absolutely not. Okay. Woo. Got anything else for us right now?
It's deep. You know, I really wanted to get that out there. You know, like I said, this is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. I want to get word out there to all the parents. Everyone who was probably a victim of gun violence, who lost a loved one due to gun violence, I just really wanted to get the word out there. And, you know, we have to address this problem in a more correct way. We need to come to a different solution of peace.
Okay, well, I know one thing that we're going through right now is a war. And we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against spirit. So we're going to play War by Spiritual Peace that talks exactly about that. So this is Spiritual Peace of War, everybody.
Hey, about the war with the enemy. Hey, about the war with the enemy. All up in his face, best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on. He's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'ma take you to the enemy. I ain't ashamed. I pray you see what's going on all around us. It ain't you and me. Your spirit's floating all around. Adam making you and me. The enemy. He's been around for years. That he got history. Dwelling in the mirror before we pull the trigger. Your flesh is never satisfied. That's why I said it's getting bigger. Put it on the TV commercial. They trying to get richer. Everything I make for good to get perverted. Don't let them get you. I pray you see the pictures while I'm making it clearer. Look at the spirit, man. When you look up in the mirror, time is ticking. Man, how you living? Don't let them set you up for failure. He's a master of lies. Taking souls and taking lives. I pray it's open your eyes and make you sit down. Make you think about your life before you leave here now. Saying I call you out, it's wondering who you are. Yeah, you wouldn't win out with love, but now I'm grown and far from dumb. You don't want none. About the war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on. He's about to go toe to toe. About the war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm in the ring with the enemy. Hear the Lord talking to me in the background, saying don't back down. There's pride trying to rise up, pride getting knocked down, depression trying to sit in. I'ma hit a minute, changing me. This is not a game, so many souls going claim. Cause they didn't call on the Father to see about a dollar. Gave money, power, now wrong is right and right is wrong. That's what the world say, but I got the right to know what the Lord got for me, and that's when it's so save a soul. Hurt and feel it's man, the truth hurts. I always hit harder when I put God first. Satan try to seek me, so I hit him with a two-piece. Think he can whoop me, man, he gotta put in work. Cause I ain't falling out of right, even though it might seem like he hit hard, but my God hit harder. Knock him down to his knees, he be wild and a dark. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on. He's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to
I'm about to go to war, war, war. All the soldiers don't talk it. Did it show about my lifestyle? For Christ, I'm going all out. Punch the devil lights out. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Going hard, I ain't swinging my sword. I know the devil want me back, but he can't get me. I got blood on me, so he can't get me. Beat me, giving God all the glory who's rolling with me. My eyes ain't the same, my talk ain't the same. My walk ain't the same, talk ain't the same. Gotta keep it real, gotta give God praise. Feel so good to live to be saved. Every day I call on his name. Trying to reach out to the lost and the blind. These dirty streets singing, they laugh. These dirty music trapping, they mad. Gather the shine, I can't waste time. A lot of people gon' hate, but I ain't tripping. I ain't ashamed of how I'm living. Keep it real, because I know he gave me slaves to let me know if I trust in him and his word is written. He told us life will be given, so I'ma keep it real till it's over. I'm on a war, about to war with the enemy. All up in his face, best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy. All up in his face, best believe the Lord is rolling with me.
Okay, so that was War by Spiritual Peace. Man, this Sister Poochie was one of my favorite songs by Spiritual Peace because, you know, we are in a war in these streets, you know, with all the violence going on. So this song I really liked in particular, and I really want you to play this song for today's show. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you liked it. That was one thing he was actually talking about, Gone Peace. If people missed it, definitely re-listen to the show and listen to the words closely. But he was definitely talking about the war on the streets and the war against guns.
Exactly.
With that. So, you know, I really felt that in my spirit. And if anybody wants to contact Spiritual Peace, you can always catch him at www.soulmusicinc.com. And again, if you go to www.sisterpoochie.com, that's spelled SisterPoochie.com, you can get a roster of everyone who's ever been played. And most of the artists have more than one contact information, so that'll be a good time for you to contact them by another means as well. Okay, the next up on the mic is G86 featuring Godsend with Get Your Mind Right.
Pilot plus passenger, escaped the massacre with dates on my calendar. Left the lip tosana of the bloodstained banner, staying away from tarantulas and paparazzi cameras. Greedy and the glamorous, soon to lose stamina. A window like the grass to do somebody called an ambulance. I'm writing sermons as a servant while my flesh is murdered. Speaking truth, avoiding lies to the wicked serpent. Serve the gospel to the block, even cops nervous. Cause the word will cut you deep like a heart surgeon. Yeah, the laborers are few, we need male nurses. Humble workers that are used for the Lord's purpose. I've been bought with a price, yeah, I've been purchased. And I'm glad cause this world is a silly circus. It'll have you going around in a vicious circle. So the vision goes beyond the color purple.
Gotta walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here. Get your mind right here. Get your mind right here. Get your mind right here.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right there.
Well, you know God sent out for war, so I record ammunition you can cop at the store. It ain't drug related, but I'm serving it raw. I don't never rap nothing I ain't lived in a saw. Ain't nobody perfect, I'm the first with a flaw. I ain't talking about police when I follow the law. So I speak life with every word on my jaw. And I'm trying to reach souls and move them like you haul. Trying to reach goals where mountains ain't too tall. And I done have visions the church is bigger than malls. I done prayed the prison, the modern day Paul. And I don't stay on the mat, I get up when I fall. Hands up, boys, cause I'm ready to brawl. They say I'm like David when he battled Goliath. They say I'm like Daniel in the den with the lions. So if you wanna
wanna live, you gotta start dying.
Gotta walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here. Get your mind right here, get your mind right there.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here. Get your mind right here, get your mind right there.
In the cockpit is sin and it's nonsense. Screamed out my conscience as well as my closet. Bang like a mosh pit in Christ, I'm colossus. Without him, I'm nauseous. The old me's in boxes. Next to a coffin, dead to my problems. God done solved them. Solution for all men. Highly exalted, I'm saved from the tyrant. Cross on my back like the axe of a fireman.
The music is the weapon that just keeps firing. Iron sharpens iron, and that's no lying. Even when we slip up, we gotta keep trying. My flesh ain't willing, but my soul stays flying. Why is the church chilling while the streets stay crying? Out for a change for my lifestyle that's hostile. So I bring the message of truth like the gospel. G86 and God sent gotcha.
Gotta walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here. Get your mind right here, get your mind right there.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right there.
Gotta woke up right, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right, get your mind right, get your mind right. Get your mind right. Hey.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right.
Hey, that was G86 featuring Godsent with Get Your Mind Right. And I like this song so much is because in the Bible it says it starts with the renewing of your mind. So as a shining star is talking about violence, we have to understand that we have to renew our mind in order to also be a part of the solution. All right, shining star, you're still there.
Yes, okay, Sister Poochie, I have another shocking fact that I'm sure you and a lot of other people would like to hear.
Okay.
This is from the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence, and they actually reported that in 2007 there were 1,032 gun deaths in the state of Illinois.
Whoa.
Now, this number is too high for me to just sit back and I think nothing of it. You know, when I heard of this number, I felt really sad and hurt. Because I know 1,032 families had to bury their loved ones. And I think when we look at the numbers this way, the subject becomes more saddening and it touches all our hearts. And I think when we hear things like this, Sister Poochie, you know, we begin to open our eyes and realize that this is a huge problem that needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. And to think, you know, this was back in 2007, you know, the numbers probably have risen since then. And will continue to rise if something doesn't change.
Absolutely.
So, you know, right, a Bible verse that I have actually that relates to this is Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, you know, which are one of the Ten Commandments, of course. It says, you shall not murder. And God forbids us to do this, but unfortunately people are murdering people all over and in vast numbers, and people will continue to murder using firearms, and it's really sad to think, you know, this is the only solution to solving problems.
Yeah, exactly. It really is sad. You know, God definitely said, I mean, that it's one of the commandments, do not murder. For your King James Version fans, is thou shall not kill. Either way it goes, you're not supposed to take somebody else's life. And, you know, I never thought about it, which was a good point about the families that are affected.
Exactly.
And the families that have to actually, you know, bury over 1,000, you know, people, you know,
yes,
just in that year.
Is that deep?
That is deep. That is really deep, you know, and you're really coming up with some really good statistics. I think sometimes we get desensitized because we don't hear about every shooting on the news, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's, a lot of people are losing their lives that we never even hear about. You know, Trayvon
right.
was all on the news, but there's 1,000 Trayvons just here in Illinois. And think about the
exactly.
impact over 50 states, you know. If 50 states have 1,000 killings, that's a lot of children dying. That's a lot of children dying. All right. Whoa. Oh, yeah, it is sad. But that was excellent Bible verse. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so now why don't we take a moment and get ready for the Hip Hop Gospel Dance Break by DJ Youth, by Youth DJ Shaheem.
Yes, DJ Shaheem is coming up right now. Everyone, don't forget, this is the time to get up off your feet. Rejoice the Lord. Even though we're talking about a sad subject, he said, rejoice me through any circumstance, any situation. So let's go get up and let's give him some praise. DJ Shaheem coming up right now.
This is DJ Shaheem.
DJ Shaheem.
And you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry with Sister Pooch. Right here. Let your light so shine that he may see your good works that glorify our Father which is in heaven. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
You are the best thing that ever happened to me. You are the
Sometimes you're thinking, man, take my heart, my arteries, my lungs, my kidneys. cause you always fulfill my needs.
Giving me the feeling that I just can't explain. Seen deep inside of me, I'm calling out your name. Even when I'm hurting, you were there to ease my pain. I finally figured it out. I can't live without your loving, loving. I can't live without your loving.
Yeah. Yo, I can't even front. You know, this Christian walk is definitely hard. Sometimes I feel like just giving up.
You're jamming. Jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
Gotta get up. Yeah, yo, I can't even front, you know. Yo, I can't even front, you know. This Christian walk is definitely hard. Sometimes I feel like just giving up. I know that Christ did for sin, and how he made it all the way to Calvary for me. So I just can't stay down. I gotta get up. Yeah.
I'm still drawing the loudest cup of spiked and filled up. Still drawing the loudest cup of spiked and filled up. Still drawing the loudest. Still drawing the loudest. Still drawing the loudest cup of spiked and filled up. Still drawing the loudest cup of spiked and filled up. With sick children, yeah. But the sealed up through Christ to spill blood. Come out from amongst them. Don't belong with the drunkards. Weeping the doors of a night. But take the joy will come when the morning sickness forced the sins to exit. The shout the flower when vomit is sent to breakfast. The shout the flower to righteousness with your trespass. Tell the Lord your holiness when you're pregnant. With the spirit of God, cause he's your best friend. But whose measurement do we feel we perfect by? We ain't a fishy fam if we self-certified. The word we can't just say, the word of the serpent's lies. We are the type of man who can't stand, can't. A right to stand for, but a just man stands. Backed up again, standing on a solid ground. Get up, and put your faith in him. Don't give up, don't give up. You gotta make it in. Repentance, which means you prepare to place with him. Get up, and put your faith in him. Don't give up, don't give up. You gotta make it in. Repentance, of which means you prepare to place with him. Get up, from that place of sin. Get up, from that place of sin. Family might be your friends may disappear. Your visions and your dreams, but your life may be getting bland. But if you're listening to what Jesus is whispering in your ear, then you will perceive him and see things crystal clear. You don't need a crystal ball, you don't need tarot cards. You just need to tarry for the Lord if you miss a ball. He can send a fold of your faith, and so when you do it, you pray. So really worried, so weary, they barely run in, they faint. This marathon is swift, you run it quick to success. I know just waiting on God, just don't make sense in your flesh. Yeah, who cares, so your spirit is blessed. But your belief in him's not in line with the faith that is not with eyes. And your brain is so black and blind. There's a faith with deliverance. Any day that I'm feeling this, and I'm thinking like, why can I get up, get my course, man, I gotta try. Escape hell into heaven and spend my life with God. Get up, and put your faith in him. Don't give up, don't give up. You gotta make it in. Repentance, which means you prepare to place with him. Get up, and put your faith in him. Don't give up, don't give up. You gotta make it in. Repentance, of which means you prepare to place with him. Get up, from that place of sin. Get up, from that place of sin.
Enemy rebuke and remind him of his future. Eternal damnation, eternal fire for Slewfoot. The angels sing holy, glory, hallelujah. Every time my soul is saving, God renews them. The devil is elusive, so don't let this looser win. I know it's hard when you live living right and you do for sin. Your family filling your faith and you losing friends. It seems the one loves you, but people judge you, who pretend. You see your mother with their eye beams like Superman. You might be spiritually dry, but Christ's a lubricant. Caught you a man with blood and nuked your roots of them. You can move and win. Your work is done and your soul is anchored in Jesus. Push through the pain like a woman labored with fetus. Deliverance will come, he will give you strength and your weakness. He promised he won't forsake us and never leave us. Yeah. Get up, and put your faith in him. Don't give up, don't give up. You gotta make it in. Repentance, repentance. You appear to place with him. Get up, and put your faith in him. Don't give up, don't give up. You gotta make it in. Repentance, repentance. You appear to place with him. Get up from that place of sin. Get up from that place of sin.
The one that set the captive free. We shall all be thankful, for he has risen again, just as you and me. And he has died to save us from our sin.
He's sovereign, he's perfect. perfect. He's love. We're nothing. We're sinners. We're purchased by his blood. And on the day that we're judged, we're gonna stand there blameless. So we'll suffer and we'll battle and we'll die to make him famous. I don't care about what my name is, and I don't care if you heard of me. I'm that Jesus freak that ain't gonna stop until they murder me. Yeah, homie, we living for eternity. We rep the Alpha and Omega. That ain't no fraternity. No, it's a lifestyle, not a religion. It ain't just on Sunday mornings. It's the way that we are living. You can't be smoking and drinking and call yourself a Christian. You have gotta understand that it's a full-time mission. So go and lock me up. I will not deny his name. It's only just like Stephen, homie. I know that to die is gain. Yeah, and you can put that on my headstone. But till then, I'll be killing beats like Dr. Dre's headphone.
All right. That was DJ Shaheem with his gospel hip house mix. And, you know, DJ Shaheem has been with the ministry since we were incepted in 2009. You might remember his music under the word Rapture. So this is Rapture and DJ Shaheem. Now, if you want any beats or you want to contact him, you can always go to www.djshaheem.com. He's very talented, and he will definitely hook you up with some beats and things like that. So, again, I want to thank DJ Shaheem for becoming a youth DJ, and it just warms my heart when I see them grow. Okay. All right, enough of that. Back to the shining star. All right, what's next on the horizon?
Okay. So, you know, since we're on the topic of violence or whatever, I had some personal encounters with seeing, you know, gun violence up close. I remember one night I was coming home, you know, getting off the bus, and my father was waiting for me. And there were two guys in front of us. They looked kind of suspicious, but, you know, we didn't think anything of it. We just thought they were just two regular people just walking down the street. So we're walking there ahead of us, and out of nowhere, they began shooting at another guy who was in the alley. Now, I'm assuming this was an enemy, or maybe they had beef with this person or whatever, but the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, you have heard that it is said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. So if we learn to be nice to our enemies and just pray for them, you know, we will be closer to our God in heaven because we are doing what he wants us to do. And he doesn't want us to retaliate in violence because it doesn't solve anything. And we should all learn to love one another. And I also remember, now this was really saddening. Not too long ago, I was at home and I heard gunshots. And then a few minutes later, I heard the ambulance. So I assumed, you know, someone had been shot or whatever. And word finally got out that someone had been gunned down right around the corner from where I live, and unfortunately they didn't make it. And so every day on my way to school, I walk past this, they put up like a little memorial for the guy who passed away,
right,
who was a victim or whatever. And it's sad because, you know, I walk past this memorial every day, and it's just a reminder that we lost another life. And throughout it's deep. And throughout all these sad stories, I'm proud to say that by the grace of God, nothing happened to me or one of my loved ones, or, you know, nothing happened to me and my father on that night. You know, who knows, we could have been victims of gun violence had we not, you know, ducked and ran for cover. So, you know, I must say that we have an awesome God. I'm blessed.
Absolutely blessed, you know, and I want everybody out there, you know, as we're having fun with Youth for Christ, but we're talking about something very seriously. And if you, whenever you go out into this world, you have to pray the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. That's your bulletproof protection. That's bulletproof, okay? You have to walk with Christ before you leave. Just tell him to keep you and to protect you. And he will. He will walk with you, and he will shield you from all of these things out here. And so I just want to make sure everybody is, you know, going to Bible study and reading their Bible and looking at the promises God has for us. Like you said, he's awesome, because it could have been any one of us. It could have been any one of us.
Right. It could have been, it could have been me and my father on that night. You know, who knows?
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to roll into the next song, which is actually by Cooley the Nazareth, and it's called Awesome. All right, ready? Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Ross. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this awesome. Cause God has been so good to y'all. Me, we, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, but he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and watch our love by sins away. So we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no views of gray, no views of green. So that means no Mary J. But my God way better anyway. So it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right. Awesome. Ain't God awesome?
Oh, yeah, I like that song. He gets right to the point, you know. We do have an awesome God, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everyone, that was Kuli the Nazareth, and you spell Kuli, Kuli-E. And you can reach him at www.twitter.com/Kuli the Nazareth. And a lot of things that he was saying in that song is about us really going all the way with God and not just playing around and talk about being Christian.
Right.
You know, and so that's one of the things.
We have a lot of those.
A whole lot of those, you know. I call them 50 percenters, and so does Chaya Truth. So right now I'm getting ready to play Chaya Truth, 50 percenters, right now.
Heavenly Father, I come to bind all who praise your name with a double mind, the false worshiping 50 percenters, half in the word, worldly sinners, praying, Lord, create in me a clean heart, but from sinful nature slow to part. I'm ready to change, but slow to start. You are abnormally patient, how great thou art. They rarely comprehend why everything in their lives are wrong, seeking compassion and comfort from secular songs. I can testify that this once was me. Through blind eyes and worldly lies, he unveiled the truth for me to see. They reject the truth to find their chi, their auras, and other sources of artificial peace. Present day Pharaoh, so devoted, live none of the Bible but love to tote it. Won't stay where the word is and sugar coated or takes away their excuses for getting loaded. What about those who fast in your name, boasting of the food they tossed? Extremely too eager to inform you of the weight they lost. And the potheads who claim Jesus said it was okay. It comes from the ground where so does crack cocaine. You get higher in the spirit, what you could do, should do, 100 with the Lord and see exactly what he would do. I beg you, make a choice today. Are you in or out? Because on the day of judgment, almost don't count. The only day you truly act like Christians is Christmas. The other 364, you don't have time to listen. And don't forget our Easter bunnies all decked out and bright and sunny. Most of them won't be back till next year unless tragedy comes in this 911. Oh, Lord, I'm here. Brothers and sisters of the 50%, I urge you to fall in your face and repent. Jesus didn't purchase you on a layaway plan. He paid for you in full with the nails in his hands. Analyze your life and your 50%. Then ask yourself this question. Was it blood well spent?
Now, that was deep.
Wow. Yeah, that was. She's a really good poet. I like that.
Yeah, she's a really good poet. And we, you know, we're just talking about people who are just kind of playing around with God. But, you know, she called it the 50 percenters. And that's where I got that phrase from. You know, but, you know, you have to commit yourself to this. You have to say to yourself, you know, either I'm going to walk with Christ or I'm not going to walk with Christ. You know,
right.
I'm going to follow the Bible or I'm not going to follow the Bible. And, you know, and if you're walking with Christ, a lot of this stuff doesn't even come to your mind. Remember when we were interviewing Spiritual Peace on our last Wife of Christ show? And he said, you know, I just learned not to care what other people think. And when you start doing that.
Exactly.
You can't have a beef with nobody because you don't care. You know?
Right.
You don't care. You don't care what they think at all.
No,
so,
you have.
Okay.
No, you have God on your side, and that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. And that's what we're trying. You know, that's what we're doing for Youth for Christ. And I have to commend you and all the youth that are out there with your dedication. And
Thank you, Sister Fuji. You're
welcome. Because your wisdom is deep. You know, Jesus started in his teenage years with his ministry, and the wisdom that's coming out of the youth and as yourself is so phenomenal that sometimes grown-ups don't want to listen because you're doing it in a different kind of way. You're not doing it in that old-time religion kind of way. So, you know, they don't
want to. It's a pleasure, you know, being the Youth for Christ hostess. I love what I do. I love getting word out about Jesus and, you know, like, important things like violence and stuff. I have a voice and I just want to share that with everybody. So,
well, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here. Thank God. All glory be to God for the show. And hold the Sister Pucci up while we get through this yet another show. I always have to give him glory.
Yes.
Now the next song that's coming up is Ask Yourself. Now this is the Scott family, and this song really speaks to how we treat each other. And it's called Ask Yourself.
only one who regret those. God forgave me and let my sins go. In a world of sin, I let the world go. When I put my life in His precious hands, I truly became a changed man.
The first stone, and you can't do it because we all are born into sin. That was
right,
the Scott
exactly.
family. Yeah, and exactly, you know, that's the Scott family, actually out of Chicago, and they, if you want to book them for any occasions or you want to get in contact with them, you can go to tytproductions@yahoo.com, or you can go, of course, to www.sistapucci.com. That's S-I-S-T-A POOCHIE.com and get in contact with the artist. Now, while you're there, take advantage of all of the resources we have there. We have Christian life coaching, we have Bible study, we have a prayer line, we have spiritual consultation, we have the Youth for Christ radio show, we have the regular radio show. We just have a lot of things to feed your mind and help you get through this world. And I hope everyone will take advantage of that. It's all for free. All right. Shining Star, we're here. You know, you brought up violence, and, you know, it was a very important topic that we needed to get out there, and it's a sad topic, you know? It's sad, and before we go, because we're winding down to the end of the show, I want to play Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago, Shabbat, because even though there's negative out there, there's always positive, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We want to uplift people also as we're giving them this bad news, because I'm sitting here going, wow. You know?
The facts are shocking. They deep.
Yeah, they're very deep. So, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows that God got you. When you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, you're fine. You're covered with the blood. You know, He's going to protect you.
Yeah.
You told a personal story. I got a personal story. Actually, one of my friends was out at a club, and some guys came into the restroom to jump him, you know, and he just started saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you know what? They just, like, left the restroom. They couldn't touch him.
Really?
Yeah. So when you're out there, start
calling.
You know, those old folks start calling on the name of Jesus. They go, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. That's why they do that.
Right.
<You know? laughs> Because the enemy cannot stand when Christ shows up. So always keep him with you wherever you go. But let's listen to the Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago singing Shabbat. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go.
Shabbat.
to commend or to praise something or someone with a loud voice, with a loud, exuberant voice. So therefore, we come right now to Shabbat the Lord, our God. Train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he's old, he won't depart from it. For out of the mouths of babes come perfected praise. We invite you to come and Shabbat the Lord with us. Come on and put those hands together as we begin to just praise and magnify the Lord our God. For he is worthy of our praise.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give him the praise. That's the highest praise you can give God is hallelujah. That was Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago just giving us a little pump up like we need it. You know, even though we see all of this death and destruction, we got to remember God is in control and we got to praise him through every situation, everyone, good or bad. We got to praise him. All right. All right, this time goes by.
Okay, wow, Sister Pucci, it's sad how the show coming to a closing already.
Yeah.
Once again, this is Youth for Christ host of Shining Star, and like I said earlier, you know, we need to all come to a different solution to our problems, not a solution of violence, but a solution of peace. And I want to thank everyone who took the time out to listen in on my topic for the day. The next Youth for Christ show will be May 19th, 2012 at 4 p.m. And so let your auntie, your sister, your brother, whoever, bring them, let them listen, because me and Sister Pooch, we're going to be talking about some real good stuff. And also, if there are any youth who, like, want to be on the show or want to be interviewed or, you know, just want to talk, please contact me, the Youth for Christ hostess, at shiningstar@sisterpoochie.com. And, hey, that's it for the day.
All right, now I'm just going to spell that Sister Pucci for everybody because it's Sister, S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, and you know how to spell Shining Star, but definitely give her, shoot her out an email if you want to talk about anything, just shoot out an email. Well, Shining Star, I got one more song I want to play before we close, and this is Glory. And this song was remixed by DJ Shaheen. He just got his hands in all kind of things right now. So, but if you have music out there, yeah, isn't that great? You got music, you need beats,
yeah,
you need remixes, everything. Contact DJ Shaheen at www.djshaheen.com. He's more than just our youth DJ. He has a lot of things going on. So here is Glory by Mario Rio Brown.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
You have
All right, that was Glory by Mario Rio Brown, remixed by DJ Shaheem. And if you want to contact them about that song, just contact DJ Shaheem at www.djshaheem.com. All right, everybody. I want to first thank you, Shining Star, for doing such a wonderful job and bringing such important information up to the table. And again, the next Youth for Christ show is when? Is it it's May 19th.
It's May 19th at 4 p.m.
Okay, all right. So we're going to definitely see everybody back for that time. In the meantime, I want everyone to go to Weekly Bible Study. That's every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with Elder Faye. You can listen live or you can listen later. Actually, all of our programs, you can listen live or listen later. So we love those who listen live and we love those who listen later. And also, I'm going to be getting to give a weekly sermon every Monday, and I'm going to be doing that as a guest minister on www.mastersgroove.com. Now, this is where all the DJs gather, and they do their mixing for hours, and so it's time to put a preaching up in there. They've asked me to do that. So please join us 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time for that. Again, listen live, listen later. Look out for all your social networks. And, hey, praise God today. Thank you, Jesus. We got the show. It's over. And I just want to thank everybody who listened. And Shining Star, I just want to tell you thank you for doing an excellent job.
No problem.
Okay. All right. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music with How Great Thou Art. Everyone have a peace and blessed week. This is Sister Poochie and Shining Star, and we will see you on the 19th.